This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Now, and we've been drawing this afternoon because I believe I can't draw. And
I believe you can because everything you've created has been pure genius, in my opinion.
But, you know, I always had the fear of drawing as a kid. Never, ever did much. I only could do stick figures. And I thought, nah, you know, I'm just not creative. I can do maths and science, but I just cannot draw whatsoever. But you forced us both to draw this afternoon. We have drawn it. We've drawn a dog. We've drawn an island. And you've put them up on our social media. But
and I'm going to put them up on the wall in studio. I've already decided. I think they're really great.
I want you to have a think, though. If someone asked you to draw a picture, what would your reaction be? Would you say initially, I cannot draw for the life of me. Well, is drawing a talent that you either have or don't have, or is it something that we can all learn? Well, Darren C. Fisher is a lecturer in animation from Swinburne University of Technology. He joins us on the line. Darren, welcome to Joy Drive.
Yeah, hi, Warren and Em. Great to be here.
It's good to have you. So, I mean,
Thanks for the invite. We
were talking about it. So many of us can't draw. Well, we think we can't draw. Why is it that some people seem to be able to draw, but yet others think that we can't?
So the simple answer is practice, but the more expanded answer is the people that are able to practice and have built that track record of practicing actually enjoy the process. And so we've got this sort of problem with society where we all are told that you need to be able to draw. And so I can see it's really cool to listen to you guys talking about drawing and saying there's a lot of fear and stuff there.
We had so much
and
fun.
And saying, I can't draw. And when people, yeah, it's great to hear. And it seems like when people say they can't draw, what they're actually saying is like, I can't draw well. I can't draw like that other person. But actually, you know, everyone can draw. Everyone can hold a pencil and draw. Like, if you can hold a pencil, then you can draw.
Absolutely. And I guess it's, that's so true because you're obviously like, I guess, looking at, you know, picture books or things where drawing is done, you know, to an excellent, superb level, and that's what you're aspiring to do. But realistically, a drawing is a drawing, no matter what level of, you know, aesthetically pleasing it is to whatever person. It's very subjective.
It is. It's really interesting how you're sort of really complimenting Warren on his drawings as well. And so Warren hasn't had all of the practice, but he's still able to communicate an idea. And in a way, he's sort of not burdened by all of these sort of ways of that, like that it should have palm trees or this and that. So, you know, your potato island with legs actually conveys something even more than the island.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, but I think it's really trying to get people to just say it doesn't have to look sort of objectively good. What's important is that you just enjoy it and sort of like you guys are doing now, you're having fun and you're sort of re-engaging with that, you know, being a child as well, and sort of celebrating being a child in a way.
Darren, what about, you know, sometimes I must admit I might be on the phone and I just pick up the pen and I just start, I don't know, I just doodle and I have no idea. It might start with squares, it might end up with stars and, you know, so I don't know, some sort of thing that means absolutely nothing. Is that also considered drawing or is that just our hand running around making silly marks?
Yeah, that's a great one. So, I mean, I love to doodle and sort of I'm guilty of always doodling over everything from a young age. But the way I see it is there's sort of three different forms of drawing. So you've got, you know, observational drawing where you look at something and you draw it. And that's sort of like life drawing or drawing people on the train or even copying other artists that you might like. And then you've got memory drawing, which is what you guys are doing now. You're sort of like going, what does something look like and how can I communicate that in a simple way? And then for me, the sort of glue that holds that stuff together is this like doodling, you know, this sort of, and when I say doodling, I mean, you know, that's kind of absent-minded. And that's also cool because you're sort of exercising your hand and you're keeping in the constant practice. But when you're sort of doodling, but really focusing on that act as you're doing it, that can be super beneficial and then can, you know, make you a better artist in general, make you better at drawing from observation and better at drawing from memory.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Darren C. Fisher, lecturer in animation from Swinburne University of Technology, about drawing, and in particular, the myth that you can't draw. Now, you did just mention some benefits, Darren. Could you tell us what are the other benefits of drawing?
Yeah, so I started really looking into this in the last year, and I was sort of astounded at how many benefits there are. So a lot of them are coming from art therapies, so where people will sort of, once they get to a critical point of mental health, then they'll engage in art therapies and then they'll, you know, paint and draw and whatever, and then reflect on that process. So that can be beneficial. It can sort of lower anxiety, which, you know, all of us feel anxiety in these days. It's good for depression. It's good for trauma. It's even been shown to be on par with pharmacological benefits for things like cancer. So it's incredible what drawing can do and what art practice can do. And as well, it's got all of these personal benefits. So you can learn to express yourself. If you're, say, in another country and you need to say, I need this particular thing, and you don't speak the language, for example, you could draw it. You can get ideas across really quickly, which can be super useful in the workplace as well. And then in terms of the workplace, there's all of these opportunities that are coming out for graphic artists in different industries to communicate ideas in terms of strategic thinking and problem solving, and even people, for example, that work with lawyers to draft up visual contracts. So those ordinarily difficult to understand contracts are then accessible to a wider audience. So this sort of like visual language that we're all able to have access to has all of these applications externally, but it also does so much in terms of our own mental health.
And the interesting thing is, Darren, when Em and I were drawing then, we were giggling our heads off while we were doing it. And it certainly, you know, I noticed our moods, we were really happy. So, and that was just from doing, you know, a few minutes here this afternoon in the studio. Let's say we are one of these people that think, you know what, I cannot draw for the life of me. Where's a really good place to start and how should we go about it?
So if you haven't drawn since you're a kid, you can just start where you left off. So you can just start at that level and, you know, don't expect that you should be really good at drawing without drawing for a long time. So if you can look back and remember that you used to like drawing dogs or cats or dolls or sunsets or whatever it might be, then you do that. If you'd like to copy things, or if you have, you know, like an artist that you really like, then you can try copying that. And what's important is that you just sort of try and engage in all of these different things, a bit of doodling, a bit of drawing from memory, a bit of copying, and just mix it up so that eventually you will just get into the habit of doing this more regularly. You know, and ironically, if you do that for a while, you will get better, you know, and you will be happier to show your work around. And you can actually start saying to yourself, hey, I'm an artist, you know, or I'm a visual storyteller, you know, I have that ability. And so it's like really interesting how you can just say something that you thought for your whole life, I can't draw, actually you can, and you can develop that.
Drawing with pride. That's what I say. Love it. Thanks, Darren. Thank you so much for chatting with us today on Joy Drive.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thank you. Darren C. Fisher is a lecturer in animation from Swinburne University of Technology. And he's right. It's totally fun, Em.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.